This week, officials from Wyoming's Office of the State Public Defender spoke to the legislature's Joint Judiciary Committee about how its workload is hurting its ability to provide representation. The officials say they need more staff to be able to effectively help Wyoming residents in need of legal assistance. Wyoming Public Radio's Catherine Wheeler reports on how the issue has led to some legal action.
Public defenders provide legal representation to people who can't afford private attorneys. They're appointed by a judge to represent those accused of a range of crimes, from misdemeanors and juvenile offenses to serious felonies. And because of that, they see a lot of clients. Diane Lozano is the director for the State Public Defender's Office. She says since 2007, she has seen her office's caseload grow by 2,000 cases a year, and her office can't find enough people to handle that increase. Lozano says some of her offices in the state are working well above their maximum workloads, and the concern is that they are not representing their clients properly. Lozano recently spoke to the legislature's Joint Judiciary Committee about the problem.
It became apparent that the crux of the ability to provide ethical representation from a public defender standpoint is manageable caseloads, manageable workloads.
Lozano says their current workloads are far from manageable, especially in places like Campbell and Natrona counties. The Public Defender's Office reports that as of May 1st, the four full-time attorneys at Campbell County's Public Defender's Office are working at a 168% caseload maximum. That's about 470 assigned cases a year for each attorney and doesn't include cases that roll over.
My attorneys in Campbell County are handling 3/4 more of a caseload than their ethical obligations allow.
The obvious solution is to get more attorneys. Part of the problem is finding enough money to convince local attorneys to take on these cases.
In Campbell County, I think local private attorneys do well. The hourly rates that they're paid, I've been told, are $200 and $300 an hour. Our ability to pay contractors right now is about $50 an hour. And it's $50 an hour to handle a pretty heavy caseload that limits their ability to handle the rest of their law firm practices.
Lozano says she's also had trouble hiring enough attorneys to do the job. After fearing that clients weren't getting properly represented, in frustration, Lozano sent a letter to circuit court judges in May that stated her office will no longer take on misdemeanor cases in Campbell and Natrona counties.
The letter was my intention to start the conversation. Of course, the letter had some strong language in there about we're at a point where we can't accept misdemeanors.
The proposal was not well received in Campbell County, where circuit court judge Paul Phillips found Lozano in contempt of court and fined her $1,500 a day until the problem is resolved. Phillips is not able to discuss the case while it's ongoing, but fellow circuit court judge Wendy Bartlett told the committee that the letter came out of the blue.
We received this letter on May 1st, same day that it was in effect. We had no notice, no phone calls.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairwoman Tara Nethercott, an attorney herself, expressed frustration about Lozano's action and asked why her office and the judges didn't discuss solutions before getting to this point.
As a member of the bar and as a chairman of the Judiciary Committee, I'm disappointed at this turn of events, that this is a situation that we couldn't come together and solve more thoughtfully.
Phillips did tell legislators that he issued a stay in the contempt charge, which means the case is essentially on hold and also stops the daily fine. He says both sides are trying to find a solution. And in fact, there is now a roster of 14 lawyers who have volunteered to be assigned cases in Campbell County. However, officials say few of them have experience with criminal cases. Phillips says that both parties want to ensure that people have access to attorneys if they can't afford one.
How we get there right now today is a point of contention, but we all want to see the same thing.
The issue now has the committee's attention. And Nethercott says the committee will look at options that could attract and retain more public defenders.
I believe that this committee can come up with some solutions to provide additional guidance, either to reduce the load on the state public defender's office, find additional funding, and other holistic remedies.
They suggested a variety of options that could help, like loan forgiveness or changes to the pay scale. Other ideas include taking crimes off the books or removing jail time from lower-level offenses. Laramie Representative Charles Pelkey, who handles criminal cases, says that should be an easy fix.
Maybe it's time for the legislature to look at that and try to get those statistics and take those periods of incarceration off the statute so that we can lessen the load on public defenders.
Both the Public Defender's Office and Campbell County Circuit judges say they will work together to find solutions. It's an issue that's not likely to go away anytime soon. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Catherine Wheeler in Gillette.